In the spring of 1848, our little family was living in the home of Albert Belden in Rocky Hill, Connecticut. One day, after visiting the post office, he came to our room.
Sister White, here's a letter for you and Elder White from Hiram Edson.
Oh, thank you, Brother Belden. You open it, James.
Dear Brother and Sister White, in August of this year, a meeting of the Sabbath-keeping Adventists will be held at Volney, New York. We would consider it a privilege to have you both present.
It sounds so far away, James, and we have no money for the trip. Yet, I was shown 2 years ago that we should visit New York State at a future time. Go on with the letter, dear.
The believers around here are generally poor and can do little to defray your expenses, but we will do what we can. It is my hope that you can see your way clear to come.
Will you go, then?
We will, if we can come up with the money to pay our way there.
Well, I may be able to help you. I don't have any money to give, but I know of a farmer a few miles out of Rocky Hill who has 100-acre field of hay he wants mowed.
I can mow.
But 100 acres? That's too much for one man.
He wouldn't be working alone, Sister White. Brother George Holt and my son John are planning to cut. The farmer will pay 87.5 cents an acre.
That's fair enough.
The question is, are you well enough to do the job? You have a limp, and I know you've been troubled with dyspepsia that causes a constant pain in your side.
True, but I was reared a farmer, and I'm as strong as a bull, and I can cut hay with any man. When do I start?
Throughout the summer, my husband went into the hayfield to mow. We lived by faith, praying morning and evening for strength to labor.
I need a break, John. This mowing is hot work.
Good idea. I see Brother White stopping, too, over on the other side of the field.
I hear tell some of the Whigs and Democrats have split from their parties and are calling a convention of anti-slavery men in Buffalo next month.
That's so? I don't blame them. There's not much choice between old Zack Taylor and that Lewis Cass.
Cass, he's the one who used to be the governor of Michigan when it was a territory, isn't he?
Yeah. General Taylor owns slaves, and Cass says he won't do anything to keep slavery out of the new territories. Not good either way. Well, I guess I better get back to work.
Yeah, this hay sure won't mow itself. How's Brother White doing over there? I don't think he's well enough to work in this hot sun, but he keeps pushing himself.
He doesn't look too good. He's moving awfully slow.
He's staggering.
He's fallen to his knees. Quick, let's go help him. Brother White! Brother White, are you all right, man?
We saw you fall.
All right. Thanks for your concern.
You don't look all right. Your face is red and you're pressing your hand against your side.
Give it up. This work's too hard for you.
I have to earn money to go to the conference. Whenever the heat gets too much for me, I kneel down and ask God for strength. See? I can go back to work now.
It looks like the rain's gonna keep up.
That means no mowing today. I think I'll take this opportunity to finish this letter to Stockbridge Howland.
Oh, do. I know they worry about us.
I mow 5 days for unbelievers, and Sunday for believers. And rest on the seventh day. Praise the Lord. I hope to get a few dollars here to use in the cause of God. Ellen, I've managed to earn $40 this summer. That'll take us to Western New York and back. And buy a few of the clothes we so desperately need. What's wrong?
I know we promised God that we'd go wherever he led us, but my health is so poor. How can I possibly travel with an 11-month-old child?
You know, Clarissa Bonfoy over in Middletown is a good woman, and has done much for the believers there.
What are you saying?
I know Sister Bonfoy would be happy to keep Henry while we travel.
You mean we should leave him? Oh, James, I've never spent a single night apart from my baby.
I think this is something we should pray about, Ellen.
It was hard to leave little Henry, but we trusted Sister Bonfoy. We traveled to Volney, New York, with Brother E. L. H. Chamberlain. A meeting was held there in David Arnold's barn. It began August 18th, 1848.
James and Ellen White! Oh, I wondered if the two of you would be able to come to this conference. Oh, and look, here's Brother Gurney.
Good to see you again, Brother Bates. Sister Ellen, Brother James. And you, Brother Gurney.
Yes, indeed. It's been much too long.
Say, is that Hiram Edson standing near the barn door?
Why, yes, it is. Come along, I'll introduce you to him, and then we'll get on with the meeting.
Please, brethren, we have about 35 people here. We can't all talk at once. We must cease these arguments.
Well, if we can't agree about some things, we'll never get anything done. Now, for instance, I hold that the 1,000 years of Revelation 20 are in the past.
What do you mean?
You're all wet on.
Truth is plain as the nose on your face.
And that the 144,000 were those raised at Christ's resurrection.
Where did you get this stuff?
Ain't you got no sense at all?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Quiet, let's just calm down. We can take these matters up again later. Right now, let's celebrate the Lord's Supper in harmony.
I can't do that. I have no faith in what you're about to do. The Lord's Supper is a continuation of Passover and should be celebrated only once a year.
That's not so. The early church members broke bread daily.
You're wrong, brother. Just plain wrong.
You're just a troublemaker.
Why'd you even bother to come here?
Quiet! Belay that noise, all of you. Something's wrong with Sister Ellen.
Ellen, what's the matter?
This contention, such a weight on me. Oh,
is it a vision?
Not this time. She's really sick.
Oh, she's so still. I'm afraid she's dying.
Who will pray with me?
I will.
And me.
I'll kneel with you. Me too.
Oh, she's coming around.
Thank God. He's heard our prayer.
Ellen, are you all right?
Yes. It's James. Thank you for your prayers. I'm fine now, please.
Oh, no. She's fainted again.
Glory.
It's all right. My wife is going into vision now. Please don't touch her. Just let her do as she wishes.
I was bidden to tell those in error that they should yield and unite upon the truths of the third angel's message.
I ask the forgiveness of everyone here. I'll be led by the Lord.
I forgive you, Brother Arnold. Will you forgive me for the way I talked to you?
Oh, yes, of course, I forgive you.
I'm sorry for the way I acted, too.
So am I.
I believe your message, Sister White.
The vision is plain. I'll follow God's leading.
God bless you, sister.
It was a miracle. A beautiful miracle. I've never seen anything so moving in my life. Thank you, Sister White. You saved the meeting from complete disaster.
Thank you, Brother Edson, but it was the Lord who did the saving. I'm only a messenger.
I hope the third conference at your place in Port Gibson will be as successful as the Volney one has been.
I'm full of hope, Brother White. These Sabbath conferences are having the positive effect of binding the scattered few into a cohesive group.
I agree with Hiram. The little flock is growing.